The debate continues over a proposed casino in Kenosha. The Menominee tribe is currently seeking approval to build the facility. They've encountered opposition from other tribes, Milwaukee politicians, other people concerned about an oversaturation of Wisconsin's casino market.
But our next guest says that while a new casino would be a risk in a tight market, the jobs and competition it would create would ultimately be good for the region.
James Causey joins us now. He's an editorial writer, columnist, and blogger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've got a link to his latest op-ed, Kenosha Casino is a Good Bet, on the Central Time Facebook page. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So you went over to the existing casino, the Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee, and talked to some of the people who gamble there. What did you hear from them about this this idea?
Well, I talked to roughly 20 people, and it was a steady stream of folks coming in and leaving the casino. And everyone that I talked to said that they would welcome the competition and that they would attend the new casino if it was to open. There was only one person that was a little hesitant about a new casino, and his only reason is because he wouldn't have the transportation to get there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everybody else was all for it.
So job creation has been one of the big selling points for supporters of the new casino. What is the case as far as the kinds of jobs that would be created?
Well, I mean, we're talking the new casino, the proposed casino, is promising jobs that would pay up to upwards of $47,000 a year. And we're talking more than 2,000 jobs that would pay that, 2,000 or 3,000 jobs. Now, all those jobs won't be filled by people that live in Kenosha. Some of those jobs will be filled by people who live right here in Milwaukee. And I think that they would easily try to find a way to get there, especially if they're underemployed or unemployed here in Milwaukee. There's a lot of people out of work in both Milwaukee and Kenosha, and those jobs are needed. I don't see anyone else or any other organization creating thousands of jobs right now, not in Milwaukee and Kenosha. So you have this opportunity right now to do that, and that's good for the region because it'll put people to work. Now, I understand our mayor's take on it, Mayor Barrett, who says that, you know, this would potentially hurt Pottawatomie, but you have to think bigger than Milwaukee when it comes to something like this. You have to think what benefits the region. And I would take a loss of a few hundred jobs here if we could create a few thousand jobs for the, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 jobs for the region that pay $47,000 a year. And I think that's what we should be looking at.
Part of the argument, though, is that, maybe we're getting close to a saturation point with casinos in the state. Every bit of success in a new casino is maybe taking away from the existing one, so you're not really seeing a net gain in the region as a whole.
Well, Pottawatomie made $400 million off of gamblers last year, and it was a steady stream. I mean, nonstop stream of people going in. Gamblers will gamble, and they will go wherever they think they can win. And if Pottawatomie took in about $400 million, I think there's a lot of money out there to be had. And, you know, this is what other people were even telling me this. Some of the gamblers were saying, you know, Pottawatomie is a little tight on their slots. Maybe if they had competition, it would increase the chances of them winning here locally. They think that they will loosen up the slots a bit. So I think it goes both ways. I think gamblers will gamble, and if a new casino were to open, yeah, Pottawatomie will lose some money, but that's where competition comes in. You have to find creative ways to keep people coming to you. So if that means loosening up the slots, then maybe you need to do that. If that means coming up with creative ways to get more people to come stay with you, you know, then you need to come up with better ways to do that. If you look at other places like Vegas, they have a lot of competition out there, but each casino is competing hard for that dollar, and they find different ways to do it. If it's anything from offering you a free hotel stay or offering you a free meal, they do whatever they take to get you in there to gamble. So that's what Pottawatomie will probably need to do.
Another source of opposition here is people who are opposed to casinos in general, not wanting yet another one, saying, hey, this is taking advantage of people, in some cases compulsive gamblers. What do you say to that argument, that that we don't need a new casino for that reason.
I mean, that argument is, I don't buy much into that, because people will gamble anyway. If you look at some of the people at Pottawatomie, quite frankly, it looked like some of them didn't have the money to lose. I don't gamble, and I said that in my column, because I can't afford to lose anything. But I was looking at a lot of these people coming in, and I was thinking to myself, man, do you really have the money to lose? But gambling is part of the gamble. You win some, you lose some, and I think people tend to hope and pray that they could come up and win. And then, there's going to always be ways that people gamble. If you don't build a new casino, if we don't build one in Kenosha, guess what? They're going to build one right across the border in Illinois anyway. So those people will go there anyway, and that will be money that we will be losing to Illinois. So I'd rather that the casino be built here and the jobs be built here, come right here in Wisconsin.
Now, Governor Walker has a deadline coming up. He says he'll go forward with the plan only if, this is one of the conditions, all 11 state tribes give unanimous approval. Owners of existing casinos, especially that Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee, don't seem likely to sign on to this. Is this all a moot conversation? Is this not going to happen?
Well, like I said in my column, I believe that, this is a cop-out on the governor's part. I for him to say that all 11 tribes need to sign off on it, that pretty much takes him out of the equation. He doesn't have to make a decision. And I think this is something where he needs to make a decision on. He says he's open for business. Okay. If you're open for business, that means you need to be open for competition as well. And I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're open for business and you're trying to create jobs. But at the same time, when someone faces competition, then you say, well, I want everybody to agree on this. We wouldn't do this if this was a fast food restaurant moving in down the street. You wouldn't let, if Burger King wanted to open up across the street from McDonald's, McDonald's wouldn't have to agree along with Taco Bell and KFC to approve that. You have competition. Competition keeps the prices down. Competition also forces you to compete.
Well, we're watching this from outside of the southeastern Wisconsin area, and still a lot of people are interested in it. Is this something that people are talking about a lot in Milwaukee as it gets closer?
Yeah, I mean, gamblers talk about it a lot more.
Well, yeah.
it involves them, and they're always looking for the winning hand. I think for people like me who tend not to gamble, and I don't know many gamblers in my family, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. The only thing that I care about is jobs. We have to find a way to get people to work. And right now, I don't see anyone else in southeastern Wisconsin creating thousands of jobs that pay livable wages. I mean, there's a lot of fast food jobs. There's a lot of hotel jobs. But those jobs are not the jobs that you could put food on your table and take care of your family with. And we need to come up with ways, thinking outside the box to create those kind of jobs. And if you want to knock these jobs, if you say no to the casino, well, then I want to see a plan in place to create 3,000 jobs for the region that pays $47,000 a year. And if I hear something like that, then I'll be all for it. But right now, I'm not hearing that. I'm just hearing no.
Outside of casinos, I mean, maybe just wishful thinking. Is there something you would hope would create jobs in that area in Milwaukee and Kenosha and southeastern Wisconsin? Pipe dream here?
Pipe dream. Well, I would love to see welding jobs come back and get people to work to have men, especially men of color, to get them an opportunity to earn a living and take care of their families. Right now, when I drive into work, I live in the central city. When I drive into work every day and when I go home at night, I see too many men of color who are not working. You see them sitting on their porches. You see them not going to work or not even looking like they're about to go to work. And if these men are not working, that means these men are not taking care of their families, they're not taking care of their children, and they barely are taking care of themselves. And we have to find a way to get these men to work. And it's not happening here, and it's only getting worse. And will you have 40% of your children, minority children, in this city living in poverty? Then we have to come up with ways to get these men to work so they could take care of their kids. And if you want to knock jobs saying that this is going to hurt Potawatomi, okay, say it hurts. Say Potawatomi loses like 400 or 500 jobs, but you create 3,000 jobs that pay a lot more and that are union jobs and that pay a livable wage, then I'd rather go for that because there are too many people out of work. I mean, I don't know how to stress that enough. So,
all right, James, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Call me anytime.
That's James Causey. He's an editorial writer, columnist, and blogger from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His piece on the Kenosha Casino is linked on our Facebook page. This is an issue we'll keep watching in the future.